Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did I get here?
Hi guys, welcome back to Hoodig. It's me, Alexa.
And Jay.
Yes! And unfortunately, for the last time, I'm going to say this. Welcome to How Did I Get Here?
No!
Where we live our best lives on the internet. And then come out on the other side, knowing more, but not feeling that much smarter.
I got so much dumber during this podcast.
No!
It's crazy.
There's a no!
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we can provide an answer for this at all?
Once again, for the 70th episode, no.
No.
And unfortunately, Alexa?
It's the last episode of the show, for now at least. There's an ellipsis in there. But it's been a crazy year and we thank you for being here with us through it. And you know, as always, of course, check us out on youtube.com/divepods for the full length episodes. And if you don't already know, check out Dive Studios Patreon, where we have exclusive behind the scenes perks for more stuff for the community, which is patreon.com/divestudios.
All right. So we don't really have a topic today. Last episode, you guys have stuck with us through what, 60 plus 70 something episodes. And today is your day.
Mm-hmm.
Q&A time. J-Lexa.
Q&A? Q&J. Lexa. Or J-Lexica, as Diane says.
Okay, before we start, we want to turn the tables a bit and dedicate this episode to questions from you all. But before we even get to that, first we want to ask each other, do you feel like you've learned anything from this show? Like at all?
Just lie to me.
No, I mean, doing this show, I genuinely learn things. I mean, you know, like I do like radio here and there too. But you know, I learn things every time I do something new. I mean, I've never done a podcast before. And so I learn, you know, about the world of podcasts.
Name one thing you recall learning, both of you.
That organic foods don't really make that much of a difference. Because there's no scientifically proven difference between regular foods of pesticides and stuff versus organic foods.
For the body.
Not the environment, for the body.
Milk doesn't make you taller. I remember that from an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
Milk don't make you taller. Mm-mm.
They capin. It's cap. I don't know, man. It's like, I feel like… You know that Wikipedia game that people used to play? Where you just like go on Wikipedia and you go from link to link.
That's
it's like
thing.
Endless.
Oh, like when you click like the blue text and it just like…
Yeah, yeah. And then you're just like… You're like, oh, what is this? Oh, what is this? I feel like I've been doing that for a year and a half.
That makes sense though.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's been interesting. Hmm. It's like… It's the car wreck that you just can't put your eyes away from.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Mm.
Good
okay.
times.
Well then… Okay, so remembering the first time you did this podcast… So obviously Jay started since… Episode one, and then Alexa, you joined partway through.
Mm-hmm.
So, in your different times, like trying this for the first time, do you recall like what that was like? I mean, Jay was running between shots for Whiting, so like, I'm sure he felt like a maniac. But do you recall that time at all, Jay?
Yeah, like I think when I started, if there's anything now that's changed from then and now, I guess it's just like… I don't know. The whole mental health thing struck in. Then I was super busy. I was always like, I need to be working. And now I'm just kind of just like… I don't really know what's going on sometimes. And I've accepted that. Mm-hmm. I've accepted that and come to a more peaceful conclusion of myself. Mm-hmm. I think before I was more like… I'm on it. I'm speed. But like now I'm just kind of just like… Okay. Well… You know, if it happens, it happens. It might have made me a lazier person, to be honest. But I don't know. I feel better.
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel better. What
you
about you?
You had the blonde highlights? Yeah. Sorry, Alex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you had dark hair with the blonde and then you went blonde. And now we're both not blonde.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I mean… You had me on as a guest at first, and then that's how this whole shebang kind of kicked off. So first and foremost, thanks for letting me join you as a co-host.
Of course, of course.
Thanks. But no, I mean, through the process of this podcast, I mean, I definitely… Things have changed for me too. I mean, I've had points in my life where I was struggling with some stuff. But you know, coming to Dive and just talking about random stuff for a few hours kind of helped take my mind off things. So I've made a little journey through this as well, and I'm grateful for the time I've had here. So yeah.
I mean, okay. So I've kind of talked about it with other people who, you know, do podcasting or people who've had shows with us before, and they always talk about, like, you know, you think like podcast, it's just talking.
Mm.
But, you know, where there's things about it that kind of surprised you, or you were like, oh, you know what? Like, this like is a skill that has to be like honed in a way, or you know, made you think differently about how you approach conversations at all? The answer can be no. It's okay.
Well, I mean…
I think podcasting is like a learned ability though.
True.
It's not just something that you can just pick up and… Or like, I guess some people can, but…
True.
I wasn't. It took for me specifically, it took time to be able to like not feel awkward when talking to myself and asking myself questions.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Especially dude, before you, I was a mess.
it was me and him in a hot room with no AC.
Yeah, I remember.
And him
that
being
room.
Like, we gotta get someone in here. I cannot just look at your face for 3 hours like
literally.
This is no bueno.
Literally.
This is no
yeah.
bueno.
And I was bueno. Like, I see it. I see it.
it was rough. And then you came. Our shining, glittering star. Literally with glitter.
Yeah, lots of glitter.
Literally glitter on face.
And now I'm dressed for a funeral. But…
Oh.
The funeral.
The death
podcast.
Of the show. Oh no!
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You guys are so theatrical, dude. And I swear. Theater kids.
Come on, performance. All right. Well, before we go into, obviously, all the fan questions that we're going to try to smash into this to kind of turn the tables around, finally get to questions that people have been trying to get from you guys answered, I ask you, what are some upcoming things or projects that you hope for people to look out, you know, for from you guys while this show is dormant?
Well, I'm always working on music. And music will always be my thing.
You're still on Spotify?
Yeah.
Am I?
Come on, streaming.
Follow at Ege Music. Let's go. No tears.
The J Whisperer.
Yeah, well, that is a really cool thing that you did though. I know like you kind of had like your ups and downs with it and all, but it was really cool to see you kind of like make Ege happen.
Mm.
It's all things considering too, how the past year has been.
No. I mean, it's always been like this for me.
Yeah.
Like YouTube too, Twitch, Ege. They always told me, no, you're not going to be successful. You're not going to find success in that category. It's impossible. No one's done it before. And I've always said, why screw you and tried? And I think I've hit the peak of what I could.
Mm.
I've done the best that I can, and I've made positive feedback from it. And
yeah.
I think that's what matters.
No, literally, like the difference between you and most people is that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people will sit around and say how much they want permission to do something or try something, or like they want someone to give them the opportunity. But
mm-hmm.
you kind of were like, you won't give it to me, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And like, that's crazy.
People don't give you opportunities,
Mm-mm.
dude. Life… Okay, maybe I'll stop.
He called us dramatic.
Theater kids.
No, but there is truth into
yeah.
what you're saying, which
mm-hmm.
is kind of like everyone's kind of trying to do their own thing. So in a way, they're looking out for their own back. They're not worrying about whether you are
mm-hmm.
doing what you want to do. So at the end of the day, the only person you can count on to try to make that happen is
yourself.
Right.
Here's a PSA. People are going to give you looks. People are going to stare you down. People are going to call you the troublemaker. They're going to call you too… I don't know. Too ambitious. But guess what? If you get through that and you make it to the end of that finish line, which I definitely haven't, but I'm trying. You're going to see progress. I've done a lot of risky things in my career. And I kind of am… If anything, I feel like I'm the embodiment of risk it for the biscuit in K-pop.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's an American biscuit. KFC.
Yes. Yes. KFC has great biscuits.
Yeah. I 100% believe that you know, stand by all of that. That was a quick preview, guys, of Jay's mindset.
It actually is. Wow.
I actually listened to the early drafts of it with Eric actually in this room.
Shoot.
Like way back. But yeah, that was a quick preview. If you guys feel empowered by that, wait till, you know, you try to digest the whole thing, that whole biscuit. So, you know, there you go. But quick throw to, you know, Alexa, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you, you know, hope people look out for you? What are things that you're trying to really make happen right now and stuff?
Oh, man. I mean, for one, I'm just going to plug it because I did in the last episode. And
let's go.
Because, you know, it is something I hope you look out for. But I do have the collab song called Is It On? That was done in coordination with Spotify with this wonderful artist named Bader. Please keep an eye out for that. Please support it because he's also a super cool artist. I've looked into a lot of his work and mwah. Aside from that, I mean, it's a given. Comebacks will be happening. When? But music is the thing that I do as well. And I also do other things. But yeah, just keep an eye. We do a bunch of random stuff in my corner.
Yeah. So. I really hope personally, selfishly, like I want to see Alexa on tour.
The way
it was supposed to happen. Like, I want to see you, like, have that kind of moment and chapter in your life as an artist.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fun. That would be so nice.
I know. So, you know, I think, like, people should for sure be following you to see it happen when it happens.
Thank you.
Right? Okay. Well, enough of all that. Enough about y'all. Actually, all these questions are about you. So, we'll get into it. I'm going to read them out to you so you guys can just react, you know?
Okay.
Since a lot of these questions are just directed towards you. So, first question. I'm not going to read the usernames because I'm just… I'm not going to say it. But, okay. So, my question for Jay and Alexa. In this moment, what are four things you're grateful for?
Mm. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Me? Okay. For one, friends. Like, I got friends all over the globe. Clearly, I have friends here with me in Korea. And then I've got friends back home and everything. But they've just been, like, my number one source of, like, stability and everything. So, really grateful for friends. Two, my family, of course. I mean, they're like, equal. Friends and family. Let's just group that in one. Friends and family. Yeah, that's equal because my parents also helped me, like, survive. I eat because of my parents.
So, true.
Two, let's see. I'd say that I'm grateful for the open-mindedness in my company. We're very experimental and willing to try and learn new things in my company. So I'm pretty grateful for that. Let's see. I'm grateful for human compassion.
Ooh.
The ability to understand somebody without judgment. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
And then I'm grateful for my fans, of course, my AI troopers. So, yeah. What about you?
I'm grateful for my resilience. I'm grateful for family, friends, loved ones, fans, of course. I'm grateful for… I'm grateful for the education that I received, telling me to think outside the box. And I'm grateful for everyone who's had any kind of belief in me.
Yeah, great. Yeah. You guys are so much… See, you're the artist. My thought was like, oh, I'm so grateful for like elevators.
Elevators, Uber Eats.
So, okay, next question. What do you think about school reunions? If you're invited to a reunion but your bestie can't attend it, meanwhile, you only have a few friends that are probably going to go, if any. Would you go or would you pass?
Not going to lie, I've thought about this. I really want to go to my high school reunion. Yeah, I don't know when it would be. Probably not till we're older.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be 10 years after graduation.
10 years after.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that case, oh my gosh. 2025, so it's coming up. Okay. But, oh my, 10 years ago, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old. But no, I want to go to my… I want to go to my reunion and just see where like everybody else in my high school, like what they're doing. Because I know… Some kids got married straight out of like high school. They got families. I'm like, I put makeup on and I dance for cameras. What about you?
I actually my high school reunion passed, and I wasn't able to go. I don't even remember getting an invitation. But from what I've heard, is that pretty much no one went because everyone's busy with life.
Dang.
Yeah. And, you know, the people that you saw there were people that stuck around the hometowns chilling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I vibe with that too. But I also agree that everyone is busy and probably was more busy than they are now, 2020. Especially with COVID going on. Mm. I feel like in the future, high school reunions might not really be a thing.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
People just stalk each other on Instagram. Like, I know what you're up to. We don't have to have a conversation about it.
True.
All right. Next question is, would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your future family, great-great-grandchildren for those who will have children?
Future, 100%.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Because I would want to know what happened to me.
Okay, fair. Fair. I see that. Because my mom is adopted, I don't know… My Korean family. Oh. I would love to go in the past and meet my family on her side. Because I do not know anything about my Korean side of the family.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So next question is… Sometimes we, as in people, us, say… Hi, how are you? To start a conversation with someone. How serious… How are you… How is that… Like, how are you question for you? Like, when you're asking… Do you actually want to know how they've been doing? Or is it kind of like a mere courtesy?
That made me think of the SpongeBob episode.
Which one?
Hi, how are you? Wonderful weather we're having. You know.
What is it? It's like, hi, I'm ugly. Or what is it?
It's like when he's like regular SpongeBob.
What the heck?
Anyways, but what's
your It's a courtesy. About? It's okay. Literally a social courtesy. It's hi, how are you? Doesn't mean exactly how are you. It just means hello. Period. Mm.
Okay. So if Jay asks you, how are you? Keep it short. Keep it precise. Get out the door.
I never ask. I'm just
okay,
like,
okay,
hey,
never mind.
What's up, bro? You know? It's
okay.
Just like, hey.
What have you, Alexa? Do you actually like want to know? Or are you kind of just like… It's like a default.
I mean, I'm kind of the same. Like, you know, if I see something like, hey, dude, what's up? Like, you know, I'll say that. But if I do ask you, how have you been? I want to know because I care about you. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm.
I have too much love to give to other people. So, please let me know how you are if I ask.
Okay. So, next question is… besides taking pictures, do you guys ever like buy yourself things or do some things that remind you of certain milestones or like memories in your life? You know, some people collect postcards, I guess, or like keep journals, I guess.
Do you?
Kind of, sort of. So, I mean, I have locks up on Namsan Tower and I did those after like big milestones, like right after I debuted. And then I daisy chain on, like, I think I have two others on there. But this one's also a little obscure as well. But I have this little box of confetti at home. And I have confetti from my first stage in Produce. From the first stage of my Bangsung, whenever they gave me confetti. I kind of just keep those just for memory's sake.
Wow.
Seems, yeah.
Wow, I really don't give a about anything because I have nothing. Oh, wow. That was so deep. That was so deep.
Some people have stuff. Some people just have their bodies. You
I'm
know,
really
as evidence to
so.
The past. There
yeah.
you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, Jay says he doesn't have anything, so we're going to just move on.
Wow.
You guys change your hair color often. Is your scalp okay? Drop your hair care routine, please. I color mine like once a year, but the hair fall is wild in now.
Oh, man.
I don't do anything.
Because your hair looks very healthy. That's the thing.
Does it?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm balding a little bit. my balding lines have been… Once you start dyeing your hair… This bald line that was never there starts forming.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean though.
Yeah.
Like my hair has gotten a little bit thinner like towards yeah. this area. Like I'm not balding. My scalp is fine. My hair is not.
You don't really want to dye your hair.
Not as much as we do. But yeah.
You don't want
to. That's what it is.
You can, I mean… Because we go to shops and they take True. Care of our hair for us. We True. Have like hair mm-hmm. treatment mm-hmm. while we're doing the dyeing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're dyeing it at home, you don't want to dye your hair like this.
But the thing me. Is, the restrictions for like the level of like toner and developer is different in every country.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in Korea, it has to be like weaker legally. So it does a bit more damage when you sit in the chair for 3 bleaches in a row. Rather yeah. than just doing like a straight up 40 developer in one go,
Oof.
Like back in America.
I have no idea what that means, but
and
yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
All right. Next question for Alexa.
Mm.
Would you go with 5 J's or just a 1 5-year-old J and vice versa for J? Would you go with 5 Alexas or just 1 5-year-old Alexa?
I don't know. I think maybe for his sake. 5 of him would be good. So like one could handle music. One could handle like writing. One could do the podcast. One God. Could game.
No, damn. But they're all going to be the one who says like, no, it's my turn to game. It's my turn to game.
God damn. I don't know. Maybe I could have 5 of you so I could just like send you on errands.
Who's to say she'll do it? Who's
yeah, like… Say? Like if I invest 3 years into my life into training all 5 of you,
training,
maybe you guys can do everything that I can do but better.
Oh,
I'll take that. Okay,
like Karate Kid.
How to Train Your Alexa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
I mean, you said better, so I'll take it now.
But definitely better. if you train, you're definitely gonna be better.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Can Alexa teach Jay a dance and post it on TikTok?
Psych. Dude, TikTok dancers are so cringe, guys. Like, oh my
I don't…
God.
The thing is, I actually don't… I'm not on the dance side of like TikTok.
No,
it's
okay.
Not
see,
in
it's
my algorithm.
Different. It's different because you dance well. But when people are like… And then they post it. I'm like, bro, like just please.
Someone turn
stop embarrassing yourself, please.
Can we put that on the dive TikTok page right now?
Yeah, we're going to edit that weird so it sounds like JB like, please, please teach me. Please, please.
My God. No, I'm serious, man. You TikTokers, like you guys are great, phenomenally looking.
Mm.
Like I give you that. You guys are beautiful people. Just don't dance. Do something else. It's cringe. Please.
Okay.
I'm just on comedy TikTok. I don't get the dance though.
Yeah.
No, okay. But if you dance well, then please dance. If you sing well, sing.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you're beautiful looking, just look at the camera.
Yeah. Just
look and end the video.
Just
don't,
look
you don't
at the
gotta
camera.
Do all this, okay? It's not gonna make a difference.
It's called a photo.
Yeah.
It's called a photo. Do you ever see TikToks where it's just like a girl looking like with her camera in the mirror
and she just like…
It's just this. And I'm like, it's… Take a photo. Anyway.
Good job.
Oh,
you mean, realize what you're good at. Good
they
job.
They get like a million views.
Exactly.
And it's like… Wow.
It's like… It respect. Because you
yeah,
know
respect.
Exactly what your positives are.
They know
are.
Their craft.
Exactly. If
yeah.
you know your craft, then use your craft.
Yeah. Some people are born great singers, so they'll sing. Some people are great just looking, so they'll be good looking. There you go. God
you
bless.
Know,
and priority to you.
Everyone else that's blessed with something else wants to be you.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be something else.
True.
Bill Gates will give it up. Hi, Jay and Alexa. How would you describe each other in one word?
Interesting.
Oh, that's a good question. Wait, was that your word?
That was my word.
Shoot. Okay. The trademark Jay. Interesting. Let's see. Oh, one word for all of that.
So there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of
there's
things.
A lot of things in that.
Let's see.
I'm thinking sensible. I'm thinking intelligent.
I was just gonna say dependable.
Dependable is good.
Dependable.
I like dependable. Dependable.
Dependable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like dependable.
All right. Next question is, how to leave from a toxic friendship? Jay might want to leave one right now, it seems like. I know that you just need to leave them, but it isn't as easy as it seems.
Oh boy. I mean, the word toxic is thrown around so much nowadays. You know, what is toxic, but I feel like people misuse the word a lot. So, I mean, I can't really relate on the verge of toxic friendship, so to say, but with unhealthy ones that, you know, kind of at the end of the day, you know, I don't become friends with somebody to get something out of a friendship. But at the end of the day, if being friends with somebody isn't doing anything for me and it's just having more negative impact on my life, I'd call that an unhealthy friendship. And I've recently had to sever some people, but, you know, I just let it happen naturally. Nobody has to say any mean words or anything. I just let things fizzle out naturally, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just cut them out.
There you go.
You don't really have to be like, we're severing this relationship. This connection is over between you and me. Dramatic pause.
Yep.
Words exchanged. Emotions wrecked. You just back off.
Because then it turns into who sends the last message. And it's just like…
Yeah. It's stupid. It's like they call you… Like let's say you decided… Okay. Maybe it's the best for both of us to part ways. They call you. They're like, what are you having for lunch? I'm like, oh, I already ate lunch. You know, just subtle messages. And they'll eventually get it. They might not feel the best about it. But it feels better than fighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go into the last question. The question is… What's something you guys think every person should experience at least once in their lifetime? And why?
God damn, this one's…
Ooh.
I got one, but it's like… I think it's like a musician only thing. I think it's being on stage in front of people who legitimately respect your music, who paid money to come to your show and are singing a song that you wrote. And that is an unforgettable feeling.
Yeah.
Dang, that's like a good positive one.
Yeah.
My brain only went to like a negative one.
Well, like heartbreaking, heart-wrenching breakup.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, not necessarily a breakup. It doesn't even have to be romantic. It could be platonic, but just a heartbreak of sorts. Because that's going to send you spiraling. While that's not a good thing, you're going to learn why that person was not meant to be in your life. And you're going to learn what you deserve in life. And you're going to find self-worth and more self-love through it.
Really? Because, you know…
In my experience, and from what most of my friends have experienced, if there's a severe heartbreak, you come out stronger and you learn what you deserve. So, I don't wish pain upon anybody, but to learn from a heartbreak, I feel like that's something necessary.
You know what I learned from my first heartbreak when I was 14?
What?
I learned how to forget things.
I'm jealous.
But my memory got worse because…
I think that's called repression.
Yeah.
I think…
My memory's too good.
I think
good.
That's called repression.
Yes.
Repression.
Okay. Was this Badminton or Maple Story Girl?
This was Badminton Girl.
Oh, Badminton Girl.
The baddie Badminton. On the badminton team. Oh my gosh. Oh, man. You could have met back in the high school reunion.
Good times, man. Oh no, it wasn't that Badminton Girl. It was a different Badminton Girl.
Oh, different Badminton. They got game. They got game.
He said, I'll see you at the intramurals. He's like, which schools are coming? Okay.
Damn. Good times, man.
Okay. Well, as we have come to the end of the end right now, is there anything that you guys have in terms of like final words, questions even perhaps to one another, to the ether, to the audience?
You know, I really appreciate you coming onto the show because I was kind of at a loss for words and the episodes were getting harder and harder to film. Talking to myself and talking to Diane who wouldn't talk back eventually.
I had a mic.
I don't know. I really am thankful that you came onto this show and I'm also thankful to all of you for, you know, tuning in to us just gibber jabbering for hours and talking about literally nothing. And I appreciate you guys just, you know. What's the word for it? It's called when you entertain someone. For entertaining us. You know what I mean? For entertaining our opinions and our thoughts. And our topics of conversation. So thank you so much once again for this crazy ride. And this has been an unforgettable experience on this podcast.
I mean… Yeah, I mean, you basically addressed everything that I wanted to address.
Neil Mai.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
What is this?
Happy birthday, dear.
How did I get here?
Wow, thank you.
Oh no, I will cry.
Oh my God, is this in the video? 3090 Chi?
Oh my God.
She's going to cry maybe.
No.
I'm an emotional person.
I do feel bad that we interrupted Alexa, but we will give her a moment to say it. But I want to say personally, it has been a pleasure. 70 episodes, you know, a little bit split and divided here and there. But at the end of the day, it's your guys' show. You did it together no matter what. And so, no, Alex. But yeah, and so I think that you guys provided a lot of laughs, a lot of great conversations, a lot of food for thoughts, a lot of question marks, you know. And I obviously have seen a lot of feedback for this show from your guys' fans who loved the company of your words and found a lot of comfort. And I'm sure that this is not the end of those type of great conversations. You guys are going to do a lot of cool stuff. We're not letting you go fully. We're going to keep our talents in you in one way or the other. Don't you fret. You might be fretting. But, you know, take this time to really do y'all. We'll be supporting on the sidelines. We're going to be commenting on Instagram super thirsty whenever you do something cool, which you always will do. But yes, thank you from us at Dive.
Dive family.
Thank you, Dive family.
Dive family, everybody.
Dive family.
All right. Well, they have candles and this is a fire hazard. So please blow them out. That lung Can capacity.
You do it.
My lungs are small.
Okay. Yay.
My lungs are small.
All right. Well, okay, Alex,
right.
You're going to be the last hurrah on this.
Oh, gosh.
Tell us your final thoughts.
Okay.
How did we get here?
How did we get here? I mean, I think you and I are probably the same size lungs if you compress your body size down to mine. But no, I mean, everything that Jay and Diane both said, it's basically everything that, you know, I could possibly summarize. But again, it's been a great year plus doing this podcast with this family. And again, because you did accept me on as a co-host, thank you for that, my brother. Thank you. It's just been fun. It's been fun. I really enjoyed doing this. I've met a lot of nice people, gotten the chance to work with a wonderful crew. So yeah, eternally grateful for this. And hopefully we can come together again in the future.
Yes.
And thank you for the constant love and support.
Yeah, there we go. And then with that, we're going to say goodbye unless you truly have more to say. If anything, take that to Twitter.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it to Twitter.
YouTube.com/divepods for full episodes. YouTube.com/divestudios for clips. Guys, thank you so much. Once again, this was How Did I Get Here with Jay.
And Alexa.
And we'll see you in a different lifetime. Goodbye.
Oh. Reincarnation.
How did I get here? With Jay.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.